Human, wake up. Open the window, human. What am I doing here? Well, I was planning to drape myself in a tempting pose on your windowsill. Turns out, yours is too small for that. And it's really hard to look sexy while clinging to a wall. Let me in, will you? How did I ever find out where you live? Well, I can neither confirm nor deny any rumours that I brainwashed you into sending me a postcard with your address, and then forgetting the whole thing. By the way, your handwriting really sucks. Now, open this window before I start breaking things. Well, won't you invite me in? No, it would be incredibly rude to just go barging into people's homes uninvited. Besides, it's a tradition. Why, thank you. Don't mind if I do. Well, it's kind of a funny story, really. So, I woke up in the middle of the night, feeling somewhat peckish, right? So, I go over to my pantry to have a bit of a sniffle. Imagine my surprise, not a single cock to be found. So, I did what any reasonable young lady in my situation would do. I flew over here to have a bit of your creamy goodness. I hope you haven't been fapping too much lately. It's a sin, you know. Yes, very frowned upon. Think of all the hungry little vampires you could feed with what you're throwing away. Anyway, enough talking. Strip. Yeah, you pretty much have to obey any direct command I give you. Neat trick, huh? Don't worry. I promise to only use this power for good. How is this for good? Challenge accepted. It's going to be better than good. I'll have you mewling with pleasure. How is this for good? Finally! Took you long enough to get naked. We'll have to work a bit on your enthusiasm in following my commands. Not to worry, though. We have all night. First things first, though. Let me just slip out of this dress. That's more like it. You certainly stiffened up fast. I guess you really like what you see, huh? I mean, I don't blame you. These titties really are magnificent. Look how they jiggle. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Hey, Earth to human. Don't just stand there gawping at me. Get on the bed. Good. Now let me climb on top of you. You really are fascinated by my boobies, aren't you? Go ahead. Touch them. Feel how warm and soft they are. This is going to be a real treat for you, you know? I'm fully warmed up after flying all this way. All limbered up like a proper Olympic athlete. Are you ready for this? Round one. Fuck. Yes. Fuck, this was awesome. I'm making a note here. Huge success. So, how about you? Was it good for you? See, I told you I only use my powers for good. Now, let me... I mean... Could I? Could I spend the night here? With you? Yes! Awesome! I didn't even have to put the whammy on you. What? You wonder what it would feel like? Well, why don't I just show you? I could hypnotize you right now. Okay. Silly little human. Don't you know that it gives me unlimited power over your mind?
Why, I could plant all kinds of triggers and mold your mind in any way I see fit. You would be so very vulnerable, completely open to my every whim. I can make you believe anything I tell you. I could make you want to follow every little command I give you.
Yeah, actually, I guess I pretty much already did all that. Don't worry, I would never hurt you. Trust me. Sometimes you just need a little push to do what you really want to do. You know what? Why don't I put you in a very light little trance? You will really enjoy it. I promise. Why? I'll even let you remember what it feels like this time. Yeah? Okay. Eyes on mine then, please. Good. Just look into my eyes. Do you see how they seem to glow in the dark? How they seem to gently pulsate with the rhythm of my heartbeat. Every pulse scattering your thoughts. Poof, poof, poof. Shh. Relax. Sleep for me. So, how do you feel? Nice and relaxed? Aw, you're so cute when you're spacey. Now, let me just snuggle next to you. Let's get up for a while. Rest your head on my soft boobies for a moment. Better than pillows, huh? Listen to the sound of my breathing. In and out. This feels nice. Hold me, human. I want to fall asleep in your arms. Human, thank you.